Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here five times a week to help you get a great 5-minute start to your day. So I invite you to subscribe to our podcast and to join me every morning, Monday to Friday, to help your day by starting right with Danny Mac. Well, good morning and welcome to Friday. Our theme this week really has been about keeping moving and not getting stuck. It's very easy to get stuck in one place where all we're thinking about is the coronavirus and all the impact that it has. It's so overwhelming. And I don't want us to be overwhelmed by that. I believe that God really does not want us to be overwhelmed by the coronavirus. So we've talked this week about keeping moving. We've talked about it in many different ways. On Monday, we talked about our dreams and the vision and the purpose that God has for us in our lives. And wanting us to, again, look back at those dreams and desires that we had a long time ago that God placed within us that maybe got sidetracked and left along the way. Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says, "The gifts and calling of God will not be recalled. Things that He's planted in you that were there a long time ago have not disappeared." And I want you to know that those gifts and callings of God are there still within you that He wants to be able to pull out. We talked about the need and the necessity for us to take a step of faith as we looked at Joshua leading the people of Israel to cross over the River Jordan into the Promised Land. God had commanded the priests to lead the way, to pick up the Ark of the Covenant, and to lead the people across the river by stepping into the raging river first. And as they stepped into that water, then the water stopped. It wasn't until they had moved and taken that step that the water stopped for them and that God began to do the miraculous. The direction of God that we talked about on Monday requires for us that we take steps of faith that we talked about on Tuesday. To take the step of faith to start to do and believe what God is wanting to lead us in. On Wednesday, we talked about us being in a place where we're feeling the pressure, that we are going through these challenges, and how can we move into something that God's calling us to when we're feeling the pressure of where we are. We talked about it being okay to not be okay, that God understands us in our not okayness, but He also wants us to be able to know that He is there with us and He's leading us. And if we are not okay right now, that does not mean He has removed the promises and callings upon us. You are not disqualified from the calling of God. You are not disqualified from what He's led you to do. It's okay to not be okay. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, we were told, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." And we are shown that God's love for us is there for us. When we are pressed on every side, when the pressure is coming for us, God continues to be there as strength for us to lead us through. And then we talked yesterday about showing your joy, that we are to count it all joy when we go through trials and tribulations. And we looked at Paul and Silas sitting in prison, and as they sat there in that prison after being beaten and unjustly dealt with, they were able to sing praises to God. Everything this week has been about God continuing to move us forward. It's about reminding us of what He has planted in us and causing us to take steps toward that. It's about reminding us in the middle of pressure and what could be disheartening circumstances, really crushing circumstances, God is still there and we can still have our purpose and our joy to move forward into what God has for us. And then ultimately it's about us becoming more and more like Jesus Christ, because He is our Lord and Savior and He is working in you. I hope you take these messages this week as a sign of how much God loves you, how much God wants to work in you and with you and through you, and how much more you have got to give to people around us by the life you live and the way you live it. God bless you. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you will subscribe to our podcast and join me again on Monday when we will start another week by starting right with Danny Mac.